Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had some technical difficulties yesterday with audio, and this morning the video was having a tough time starting, so I'm not sure if either of those are working. But regardless, I'm recording the audio separately, and it will post later if for some reason this video is not working well or the audio in the video isn't. The good audio will be coming. Just want to state that up front. I've tried to test it, and sometimes it works when I test it and chooses not to work when I don't. So, talking and praying this week about this road of ownership. And discovering that the ownership belongs to God. And so our road of ownership actually turns into a road of stewardship. And we're going to be talking about trustworthy stewardship today. And the follow-up really to yesterday's discussion on stewardship of God's mysteries. Because yesterday we looked at 1 Corinthians 4:1, which said, "Let a person regard us in this manner as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." Well, today we're going to focus in on that next verse, 1 Corinthians 4:2, where it goes on and says, "In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy." It almost seems like that should go or should be able to go without saying. If we're looking for someone to take care of our things, we want them to be trustworthy. If you are a parent looking for a babysitter, my guess is you don't simply go outside your door and grab the first person that drives by and say, "Hey, can you come in and watch my child?" If you're traveling and needing somebody to look after your home or to get your mail for you, again, it's not a task that you would generally choose a stranger to do because you don't know them. They may be trustworthy, but you don't know. And that's the thing about trust, being trustworthy, is it produces evidence or it produces a lack of evidence. And when we live life as stewards of these mysteries of God, as stewards of the truth of God's Word, God looks for us and calls for us and even demands that we live as trustworthy stewards. That He pours into us out of His riches and glory with the expectation that we will use those things well, that we will be trustworthy in how we use them. The Bible says that he who is faithful with many things will be given more. But when we're not faithful with the little that we have, how can we expect to ever be given more? And that more can be resources. That more can be responsibility. That more can be a lot of different things. Because all of the things that we have, whether it's our time, our ability, our money, our house, our car, our family, our whatever, our job, are from the hand of God. And we're to be stewards of those things. And we're to be trustworthy stewards. And so many times we live life and our flesh wants to take care of itself, even more so than taking care of the one that we belong to. We see it at workplace environments. It comes up on the news on a fairly regular basis. In those instances, a steward that is not trustworthy often is tagged with labels such as embezzlement, misappropriation. And while the big cases of all of that make news at times, what about the day-to-day life of you and I? Are we trustworthy stewards in the way that we use our company's time, in the way that we use our company's resources? You see, when we do life, that's a reflection of our trustworthiness that God views. And living life in this way says that I manage the things of God. If I begin to use them in a selfish way, if I begin to use them solely for my benefit, then I'm no longer that trustworthy steward. Now, the great thing about being a steward of the resources God has entrusted to us is that they are beneficial to us. So it comes down to our motives. It comes down to our heart. When God says that we ought to consider the needs of others above our own, that ought to spill over into how we manage the things that God has given us. And we're going to be talking about this a lot next week. Next week we're focused on the road of generosity and how we live as stewards of God involves our use of time, money, talent, ability in a way that not simply benefits us, not even simply benefits others, but more importantly, benefits the kingdom of God, benefits the owner. And living life as those who are trustworthy is what ends up generally bringing upon us more responsibility, more trust by those around us. It's a process that feeds itself and multiplies. And God's desire for you and for me and for every person that follows Him is that we would be a trustworthy steward. Again, in the context, it deals with the stewardship of the mysteries of God. It deals with not simply a stewardship of the stuff of life, but even more importantly, a stewardship of the most important things, the Word of God. That's why Paul writes and he instructs us to handle the Word of God rightly, to divide it correctly, to use it in a way that is right and proper. It's easy to pick a verse out here and there and prove almost anything with it. Even if it's not really what the verse is saying, if you read the context. If you read the commentary on how it's used in Scripture. Now, I'm not even talking about commentaries written by men. We can write anything we want. And we can justify our positions based on what another person has written about God's Word. But the question is, what does God say about it? And as important as it is to be trustworthy stewards of the things of this earth that God has allowed us to use, it's vital that we are trustworthy stewards of God's Word. that we meditate on it day and night, that we use it to illuminate our way every day, that we hide it in our heart, not in a hidden sense, but in a taken in sense, that it becomes what guides us so that we would not sin against God. Being a trustworthy steward of God's word says that we not only believe it, we practice it. And we share it truthfully and honestly, with love and respect and gentleness. But we share it. Today, as we spend time praying, ask God to help you examine how trustworthy you are with the things He has entrusted you with and with His Word. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and given us what we need to live life, to know you, to be your child. And Father, today I pray specifically that we would learn more accurately how to be this trustworthy steward. That we begin by understanding and realizing and reminding ourselves daily that all of the stuff of this earth that we have use of is yours. That we would learn faithfulness that produces this characteristic of and character trait of being trustworthy. And not just trustworthy with the stuff, but trustworthy with the way we live by your word, trustworthy with the way we share your word. Father, forgive us for those times where we've been selfish and we've used what you've given us solely to benefit ourselves with no regard for anyone else. And Father, in those times where you do give us those gifts that are just for us, may we even use those to change us in a way that helps others. Perhaps it's that gift of peace that we desperately need. May it help the way that we interact with others. Father, for all of those things that are for us, may we carefully examine how to use even those in a way that brings you glory, in a way that benefits your kingdom. And whether that benefit is our own personal growth, whether that benefit is being shared with others. May we constantly look at who we're living for. Father, today as we live as those that are trustworthy stewards, may we commit more fully each day to gaze completely into your word for all that we do. And Father, may the lessons we learn from your word, may the things that your spirit teaches us from your word be not simply lessons for us, but lessons that we share with gentleness and respect, with love. Father, today, as we live as those trustworthy stewards, may we be faithful in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.